a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Thanks to RussiaMatches.com, 9,000 plus hot Russian women, and La Paza Pizza Boys. Welcome to the final Oz FIFA podcast. Alongside me, we have familiar foes, Mr. Givkins. Hey, Dansky, how are we?
Hi, Spencer. I'm good, mate. Good, Spencer Dallard. Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, look, a lot worse for that. But on to my favourite friend of all time, my only friend of all time. He is the moderator of this website. We love him for it. Please welcome Jay Tigerman.
Thanks, Spencer. I'm good. I'm not quite as chirpy as what Adansky is over there, but I'm doing pretty well and looking forward to this podcast.
Because I've been sitting there quiet for like half an hour waiting for this to get started.
I think he may have a bit of a pump up from his performance as a ring-in for the All-Star game, but we'll touch on that one a bit later. Also, onto big news. What did you say, George? Go on.
Oh, it's the MVP, mate. So what happens then?
Self-proclaimed or... Did you actually get awarded it?
Lebo told me I was the MVP, so...
There'll be more news on that later.
Oh, okay.
Lebo's told me a couple of things about you, George. Not all of them were as chirpy as that. But we're going to move on anyways. Just to quickly touch on, we've got a lot of Singapore League to talk in. We'll have our superstar JG Nesta coming onto the pod very shortly to touch on the Empire. But firstly, let's get straight into the finals review for all the seasons. So we've got PlayStation... we've got the APL Finals Division 1 and essentially PlayNation and First Class. Just no surprise with PlayNation dominating the whole regular season, just strolling into the grand final, and First Class finishing in 5th. Very good performance by them, beating some really tricky teams getting to that final, but it was PlayNation finishing in 2 legs, winning that series 3-2. George, what were your thoughts on the game?
I'm going to assume the game was really good. I'm not going to say I sat out and watched it. I like PlayNation. I think they're a good bunch of blokes. I'm happy that they ended up winning overall because there was a few teams in there which I would have preferred not to win. And thankfully PlayNation was a team that I wanted to win. First Class, on the other hand, I feel like they were quite carried by Riley, without being disrespectful to the other players in the team. Riley was made by Elite 11 and that's how it is, and that's why he's in a grand final. So, kudos to Riley. Well done, First Class, and good on PlayNation.
Yeah, fair call, mate. fair call. Fair call. JT, your thoughts?
I don't know about this whole made by Elite 11, so carrying them into a final business, but I did watch a lot of the match. It was quite good. PlayNation, they came first, so they deserved the victory. They played really well in the final. I think they lost the first leg, so they did pretty well to come back from that. But look, any team that's got Raheem, Shelfordson, you know, Alex FIFA, he's done really, really well, and I know he really enjoyed the victory and's worked pretty hard for it. So they obviously had Dean's favourite stick spammer, Twitchy, in goals, which has helped them a lot throughout the season, but you can't take anything away from them. They deserved it, and it's been a long time coming for them, and they, well done to them.
Yeah, look, 15 saves in that amount of games, especially only conceding 2 goals, really top performance by Twitchy. I think NZ Pure will be a little bit unhappy with that. He's been commonly known as our Dean's favourite stick spammer, but we like to give him a pump up anyways on this show. Albeit, Division 1, obviously, the most impressive league, and congratulations to these two teams for attempting to get in. But, geez, the Division 2 playoff was an unbelievable game. Honestly, it was the most exciting game we've seen on this FIFA so far this year, in my opinion. Bros before Pros, Springfield LFC, 7-8 was the final score. Absolute shootout. Bros before Pros were down 4 goals, if I'm correct, JT, in the second half of game 2 and managed to pull that back very late, and then went to the third game where Springfield unfortunately had to come up by a goal for Bros before Pros' sake, but it truly seemed like an unbelievable game by both teams and really good to watch on the stream.
I'm pretty sure you are correct with that. Yeah, I think it was something like 5-1 going in the second half on aggregate on the second game. So, I mean, at that stage, obviously, it's over. Like, there's no coming back from that. So to come back, take it to another game, and then, like, literally from nowhere, like, it's probably one of the more exciting finals you'll see out there. But then credit to Springfield too. Like, to come to lose that lead, like, that's got to be pretty heartbreaking and really hard to come back from. But, you know, they regrouped, they got the win, and they're going to be, you know, giving Division One a shake in FIFA 18. So see how they go.
Yeah, for sure. Just having a look at the key stats here. Wizfear's having 4 goals and 4 assists, some performance, clearly man of the match if we're going by what's on the paper. Do the Jew with 2 goals and 3 assists, quite a good performance. Truzola having 14 saves, decent effort considering how high scoring the game was. And Damo 96 with a goal. Just a reasonable game for him, but according to George, I heard that Damo wasn't too happy about the equaliser late in game too. Is that correct?
Damo wasn't happy by some sort of something that happened in the game. I turned on Twitch as he was losing his shit at someone in defence. So that's always nice. What is going to make Damo a little bit happier is the fact that I'm signing for Springfield LFC next season. So he's going to put up with me for a season, and I'm going to put up with him for a season. Never interacted with this guy in my life, but you know what? He's going to be happy with that. Just on another note with Springfield and my new gaffer, Do the Jew. Great guy, by the way. Big shout out to WizFizz, or WizViz. He had an involvement in every single goal in a playoff final to get his side across the line. And that's 8 goals is a fair amount to be involved in. So big shout out to him, and he's going to enjoy his time in the top division next season.
Just quickly, I think I said that they're going to give Division 1 a good shake next year. I didn't realise they'd signed Adansky, so I might take that back, I think. I think they're going to struggle.
Yeah, look, no rebuttal from me. George is quite a character. The fact that Givkins thinks he's in a position where he can just walk into a Division 1 team, he's actually...
Negotiations have completed. I've already had a fair conversation with Do the Jew, and he's my new gaffer, so... luxury.
Learning under the Jew's tutorage, something very, very impressive. We'll see how that pans out for you. See how Elite 11 goes next season without the Lord and Savior himself. Moving on to do we want to talk about the Xbox APL, or do you reckon we just?
Yeah, I think we want to talk about the grand final that Spencer was involved in.
I think so.
I think this is important.
Well, so we versed Vendetta again, and we were winning. We actually scored this goal. Like us, there was 11 players in it, or 10 or something. There was a fair bit. Then things happened. That happened to a guy who can't win finals. And I'm calling it a curse. There was nothing else to it. Vendetta 1-2-1. Coming back after a 1-0 defeat in the first leg, and I just turned off the Xbox and started pretty much cyberbullying people for a couple of hours. I wasn't in the greatest shape, mentally down, but in all seriousness, credit to Dave. We'll stick it to you next time. We'll try some other cheat. The fact that we cheated and we still couldn't beat him in the APL has got to mean something. So congratulations to those boys. NZ Pure, fabulous 2 games, terrific arsenic spamming. You catch the game at all, Jords, or didn't watch this one either?
I just want to bring up the fact you haven't entered any player stats. I'm not sure if you're just a little bit tilted by the fact you didn't win. We're notoriously known that teams don't enter player stats when they're a little bit on edge, to say the least. So it's just a little on here. I want to give a shout out to you guys, because you know what? You made the grand final. And that without saying it, or we'll say it anyway... That is a fair effort, for a good team. And you know, you did it the hard way. You know, you went through the finals. As
how do we do it the hard way? Everyone goes through the finals.
You went through the finals, and you know what? You did well to avoid SBS Australia, and that's the big thing. And you know, beating Vendetta 1-0 in the semi, well, in the first round of finals, and then losing to them in the grand final, you just must make you feel a bit cut. But congratulations, nonetheless, on being runner-up again, Spence. I think it really shows your quality of a player that you are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'll be sticking with Clayton next season. I've heard that most of my team's leaving to join Jordan at Springfield LFC on PlayStation, making the move, but that's okay.
That's why they signed me, because I can sell shirts.
Oh, you can't sell anything, mate. Speaking about someone who's selling, we do have a man on the podcast now. He's an absolute superstar in his own right, terrific bloke. But he isn't against the old sale or transfer fee. And his name is GG Nesta. Welcome.
How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good, mate. Good. at any point in this, George, are you going to be serious? This is a serious podcast, you know, and we just need you at your best, right?
I'm at my best, always.
Ah, cool. Well, we've got JT to moderate you anyways. just to really touch on that, JJ. How'd the Empire go in the APL? They go well?
Not really. Put it bluntly, we choked where everyone wanted us to choke.
Oh, no. And,
we had a pretty good season. I was confident going into the finals, and we pretty much did everything that we didn't want to do. We lost all composure. We lost our strong defence. I think we copped 10 goals in 2 finals matches and copped, I don't know, 6 or 8 all season. So, yeah, it was a bit of a disaster, to be honest.
Yep. Do you think you'll be going into the old transfer kitty that you like to go to in the off-season?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Someone pisses me off. Like, give it a go.
GG, just on a side note, I'm not 100% confirmed for Springfield yet. So if you want to, you know, get the checkbook out, I'm still somewhat available before I sign on the dotted line for Springfield. So just so you know, mate.
Yeah, thanks.
Just in breaking news, I just received a message on AusFIFA from Do the Jew, the manager of Springfield FC. He said, tell Givkins to expletive off and to kill himself.
Oh.
So, doesn't seem the transfer's working out too well, George.
I've seen better transfers run a bit smoother in recent times, but yeah.
All right, onto serious notes, because it's not just about the APL for you, GG. You've got a lot more on your plate. And in this case, we've got the Singapore League. And you guys had a very good season in that one, finishing first in the Adroit League Tier 1 on 51 points with, of course, the moderator himself, JT. How did that one all go for you? What you expected, a bit better or underachieved?
No. It was, you want to come first, so, you know. Is great, you know, when you're playing home and away, you know, on Asian servers or hosts, it's difficult, and you're playing at, you know, 1:30, 2 a.m. So it's not the easiest with numbers. So coming first, no, we definitely hit the goal that we're after. We went one better, and when it counted as well, this was the season that qualification to Asian Champions League was happening, because last season the international qualifiers were on, so they postponed the Champions League. So, yeah, we hit the goal and we qualified. So, but it came down, and we won at the same time, because top three is what qualifies. So we ended up winning the league in the last game of the season against the team coming second. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, unreal performance on that one, beating KL Dorman in the last round 1-0. JT, what was it like playing under GG Nesta, having him as a mentor and a leader? I know you talk about him a lot off the pod, but would you like to just touch on him a little bit right now so we can hear?
To be honest, it was good just not to be in control for once, to be able to just play in a team and, you know, not have to worry too much about GD's pretty good at organising everything and organising how the team plays and who's going to be where and all that. So I think it was just good to be a cog in the team, and it's actually a really high quality comp. Like, some of the teams there are, and a lot of them play 11 man, like, and they're really good 11 man teams, which is sort of something that it's only been last sort of, I suppose, year that Australia started catching up on the 11 man side of things. So it's been a fair effort, and I've really enjoyed playing under him and looking forward to hopefully going really well in this Champions League.
Yeah, no doubt, mate. GG, we have seen that in your squads of the Empire and, you know, multiple clubs in Australia, and obviously going across into the Singapore League with some terrific players in those teams respectively. It does seem that you like to have a bit of a squad list. I've heard from JT and I've heard from others that your squad list tends to be a little bit over than 11 players. Would you agree?
It's about 147 at the moment, I think.
Yeah, well, they didn't explain the rules properly for the Champions League, and So the squad list for Singapore is 16. So we had 16. Champions League, they just said you have to have the squad list in today and there's no maximum amount. And they didn't say you can add as you go. So JT and I were just talking during the day. We're like, well, what are we going to do? We need to get, you know, we need to get some more players because it's two games a week, one on a Tuesday night and people work the next day and one on Friday night. So I went and just thought of players that I know that are good and actively play late and just put them down on the list in case you ever need them. And then I think it was today or yesterday found out that you can actually add players in at any time when you need them as long as it's before the game. So I look like a bit of a goose to the Asians rocking up with a squad list of 47 and they've got, you know, about 20 players. So anyways, it is what it is.
There were a few bemused comments among the chat on there. on when the squad list was named. I actually have a question. Like, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the third season Empire's been in Singapore League, is it?
Yeah. So the first season we actually would have qualified, but you can only qualify to this competition once you've played in the league under the same name for more than one season. So first season qualified, but not technically. Then second season, they postponed it, and then now third season. So,
and what made you actually decide to enter the Singapore League? Like, what was it about the Singapore League or going into the Asian leagues that sort of enticed you into sort of trying to get a team together for it?
Yeah, good question. It started on a personal level. I wanted to play because I play late at night, and I'd heard, you know, in doing research online and looking at things, I heard that there are these leagues out there. And I tried to join, tried to create a team for the Singapore and Indonesian League pretty much a few years ago and or a few seasons ago. And I got declined from the Indonesian League. They said lag and they won't let us play. And the Singapore League said yes, but registration was closed. So I ended up playing as a player. And when I was playing over there as a player, I just realized that, you know, this is something that I think we could do. You know, we could enter and do well. So it just started from there, really, just using my spare time to compete in another competition.
Yeah, nice. I want to give a shout-out. I want to give a quick shout-out to the admin over there. I think the name is Zer Reaper, is it?
Yeah.
Sort of been an admin myself. I know it's not always easy and you've sort of got a lot going on, but he's actually been super helpful, not only for the teams for qualified through Singapore, but the teams that are qualified through the other countries' leagues as well. And he's always been real forward with information and he's doing a really good job. So a bit of a shout out to Zer Reaper if he's listening.
Good call, JT. Slight little dig at the admins on an Oz FIFA. I think there, just a bit of a sly dig. Do forget to mention that you are one of those admins, so slightly contradicting. Wouldn't be the first Australian, George, that has caused a bit of a stir in Indonesia. What do you reckon, JG and Chappelle Corby? Any correlation?
Any correlation?
Yeah, mate.
Not sure what that word means. I'm sorry, mate.
Very, very.
I'm just honest.
Any similarities, any connection there?
Oh, I just had to Google it. Between Gigi and Chappelle Corby. Gigi, do you smuggle drugs or anything like that? Because if you do, then yes, there is a correlation.
I do have a Euro shop, which is a front. But
well, there you go. Start. There's a correlation. Spencer, you're right.
Spot on, mate. Always knew it. Knew it all along. One last thing, JT. With the times of the game, obviously, I think it's 3 hours ahead for them. So
2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours. So essentially, you know, most of the games, like you said, obviously you're pretty keen on staying up late, but a lot of them are 2:30, 3:30 games. What sort of things do you recommend to try and entice people on getting on? Like, how do players on Oz FIFA who are really keen to sort of come across and play in the Singapore League, like how do they try and get in contact with you, or is there a certain way they can to try and qualify for the team?
I mean, Gigi would be the better one to ask, but I think for something where, particularly guys from WA, I mean, their time zone's right in line with the competitions over there, so they'd fit in well. But you just got to be willing to be able to play late, whether you go to sleep early and get up or what you're going to do, but it's, yeah, you just got to, suppose, show some commitment to the league. But yeah, maybe GG can answer a bit better on how they might actually be able to get into it and where to go and who to contact.
Your thoughts, GG?
Yeah, I think, look, obviously for the boys that play at Empire, you know, we sort of know the times are anywhere between 1 a.m. and sort of a 2 a.m. start. So, you know, the boys that are picked, you know, tend to play late as it is. But for guys that, you know, want to either jump in with the Empire or, you know, make their own team, reality is a bit like what JT was saying. You just got to have that commitment, you know, be willing to, you know, stay up late and play a comp instead of playing rivals, you know. So it's just one of those things, you know. If you're working the next day at 6 a.m. or something like that, then, you know, it's probably not something that I encourage. But, yeah, WA players, Asian players, you know, people that don't work the next day or uni students, yeah, I think they can all do it if they really want to.
I probably would only recommend it, though, to people who have, like, at least a reasonable internet connection, because if you don't, some of the away games can be a bit of a problem, obviously with the distance and stuff. So try and but then that's why we've got such a big team as well. So we've got a bit of that mix and, you know, a few Asian players in there for connection and just a bit of a mixture to make it a bit easier. So
that's true.
Yeah, it's just something to keep in mind.
Predictions for the ACL, GG? What do you guys reckon you finish?
Look, I don't know. I know a lot of these clubs by name, you know, and they're very, you know, they're 11-man teams and they don't play this league. They don't play the way we play 11-man. They're very different. They take their time on their ball. They pass it around the back. They keep possession. So, look, looking at our group, which is Group F, I've been told we're in with a good chance. I've played Brunei United before, which is Rude, one of my old teammates' teams. So, hopefully we can get over that. It just all comes down to how we perform on our home legs. I think if we win all of our home legs, 9 points, and as long as we can get a draw here and there, we should be able to get out of the group. But I think what JT said, you know, we're signing more Asian players, so, you know, we can handle the away legs. So we made a huge signing today, actually, which is massive. Don't know how we pulled that off, but... yeah, I think we're going to have like maybe 5 or 6 Asian players in for the away legs just so we can get those draws and wins and get through, hopefully.
Too good, GG. One last thing before we head off. I've been told JT has been the moderator of the past Oz FIFA in terms of financial fair play, but I've self-proclaimed myself as the moderator for the financial fair play of EGN. So just need to quickly touch on the Empire for Oz FIFA. If you are willing to purchase a player for actual money, i.e. Madridster last season, you will need to prove that you are making money back in terms of sales, so that you need to make sure that you should send us screenshots of you selling players worth that amount, or making merchandise, so selling mugs of Madridster or something like that, and proving that it's worth the $150 in expenditure. So please don't hesitate. Send Gifkins or myself a message and we'll let you know if you've been banned for 2 years or not.
Thank you.
Can I just ask a question, GG? Just respond. Yeah. Sorry, this is just going to get in the way. Just, you know, when you're at the beach, do you prefer to play in the sand or do you play in the water?
The big questions.
I'd say in the water.
Okay, yeah.
Interesting analysis.
I'm just trying to build a picture of what GG would do at the beach. So, yep. You know, just trying to get it.
That's accurate.
Interesting.
Well, despite what George said, you're obviously a pioneer of the site, done so much for it, and really kicking goals on the other side of things, and hoping to see one for Australia get up, and hopefully the Empire and your 40 members go deep in the Champions League, and hopefully put a really good advertisement for our AGN and all that, JG, but obviously massive pleasure having you on the show, and thanks for coming in and joining us for the last ever Oz FIFA podcast.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, JG.
Have a good night.
Thanks, JG.
Too good, boys. All right. Now, we've got to have a touch on the All-Star Games as a reason why George has been there the whole time, because he wants to pump himself up. What happened on the PlayStation side of things, Aiden Sky?
This is why I've been here the whole time, so I can pump myself up. Not because I've been on every podcast that's ever been on FIFA, apart from
well, you're ringing
the bad ones. I missed the question.
You're ringing. What happened ringing. In the games?
What happened in you the games? You were ringing. I was ringing. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You were a ringing player, weren't you? You were like a renter goalkeeper because the good one couldn't play.
I had no idea what ringing meant. I was like, what, ringing yeah, on like the phone?
Yeah, like
a renter.
You're like, yeah, like Jim's been like hiring.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Shitty goalkeeper.
Look, I mean, initially, I won't go into details because JT would get mad at me and probably a few other people would get mad at me. But, you know, I was a late inclusion into the side. And that's it.
that's really detailed there.
JT, your thoughts?
He was a late ring and he actually played really well. Like, I gave away a penalty at some stage. I think I might have taken out Madrista, maybe, I think, from memory. And, yeah, he's hit at bottom corner and somehow he's got over there and saved that. And there was one save, it might have been in the second match maybe, or might have been, I can't remember which match, one of the matches anyway, where he's just done this huge diving save, top corner, somehow got a hand out to it. But there was like three or four top quality saves in
there. Yeah, it was the 68th minute in the second game, that one, JT.
No doubt you'd remember it, yep. But I'm not going to say they were particularly exciting games. I don't think they were probably the greatest games to watch. It was a bit scrappy, and I think people were trying to have a bit of fun with it and, you know, do some skill moves and play around a bit, so probably didn't make for the greatest game. But a big shout out to our site creator and the leader of us all, Carney, who in the third match going in the golden goal managed to pull out the winning goal to really top off what has been an awesome time at AusFIFA. So at least it went to someone who really deserved it, and he may not have played this entire FIFA, but he can still hold that last goal.
I heard, according to sources, that his brother and the mastermind behind the brains himself, Azza, aka Osgood, according to Azza Osgood, it was a really good assist from Azza Osgood. Your thoughts, Jordan?
he passed it quickly to the middle into the feet, is what I know.
Just enough weight on that one for us, Samir, to just bang it home. Absolute superstar.
So rumour has it, sorry, just a rumour. His name isn't Samir, it's Samma. That's really? A rumor salmon. That I've heard. It's okay. Like salmon, but Samer. That's what I heard Tara Rushton said it was Samer.
How is it like salmon in any way?
If Tara Rushton...
Salmon has an L in it.
It's true.
No, not salms, not salmon. Like Samer, but without the L. Like, that's how it starts. That's how the name starts. Like salmon, Samer.
Yep.
Samer.
Cool. I'm going to write that down, yep. Interesting.
Well, you know, writing it down wouldn't change anything, because... it's always been the same spell. It's just how it's pronounced. You can't write down a pronunciation unless you write next to it.
I still read Jozza Mac's script. I'm not going to argue that. I'm just reading the script.
Unless you write next to it, it sounds like salmon. Then how are we supposed to go with it?
So, George, when Sam is at the beach, do you think he plays in the sand or the water?
I think Sam is a sandy person. What I really want to know is, does he blow dry his hair or just does he let it dry on its own? Because realistically, that's the question that we're all asking. And
nobody's asking that question.
I've got a list here of funny questions to ask people, guys, a friend, someone. They're all options here, and there's at least 15 options, and that is one of them. So clearly, cross someone's asking the yours. Question.
Did a good job. At least you laughed at your own joke. We'll see how the listeners
story of my life.
Give thoughts on that. Certainly a hint of autism in some of those jokes. But anyway, let's move on. Xbox APL. It wasn't APL. We're not going to talk about Xbox APL. Scratch that. We're going to talk about the All-Star game on Xbox. Our manager of the AusFIFA team, Alex, was running particularly late for someone who was our manager. Not really. Doesn't scream dedication to apparently our most dedicated member on this site. Really does scream the fact that we might need an admin over here, JT, but on upper news. It was, again, the AusFIFA team winning 2-1. I scored. We actually didn't choke this game. But I do think they choked this game because they had Fark in it. So I'd like to just pin all of that on Fark. And the fact is that Lord Fark was his manager, and I know you're listening to this, Fark, and I just want to let you know that I'm better than you at everything you do, okay? So you listen to me right now, Fark. You are a poor man's Kemosabe, and I'm better than you.
Sorry.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
That was me trying to be Fark, just by the way.
Fark's like a... Yeah, Fark has to like whisper. It's like...
I don't know. I've never spoken to him, to be honest. So.
And if you imitate Kimmo, it's a bit louder. But, yeah, anyways. All right, let's go to the segment everyone's been waiting for, the Give Him a Lift segment. JT, would you like to start this one off? Shit. Who's going to win the Matty W Award?
The Matty W Award today goes to Matty W. No, it doesn't. Today I'm going to give my lift to Lemon. We talked to, obviously, GG before about the Singapore squad, and he mentioned about his big signing, which I think most people have probably already seen on the forums, is like a world foot player and professional player and all this, and he plays striker. So Lemon's put a post after that stating that it's been good playing and thanks for the game, sort of hinting that it looks like his spot's been taken. So don't worry, Lemon, I'm sure you'll still get some games and keep on carrying on.
I don't think he's getting games at all. George, do you think he's getting games at all? Or
who, Lemon? Lemon is, look, I mean, oh, yeah, he's a good play, Lemon, yeah.
He did score the goal that got us the number one spot in the Singapore League, so at least he's got that going for him.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
Lemon.
George, your Matty W Award?
My Matty W Award today, my Give Him a Lift, is heading in the direction of a man on PS4. His name is Stringman JNR, or Stringman Jr. For short or for long, however you pronounce said
surely
words.
Long. Surely long.
Stringman Jr., the Bros Getting a Go representative, posted today in the thread, the I Need a Club for the Night thread. At 1:16 p.m. this afternoon, it's approximately 9.5 hours ago. Anyone jamming .PS4 ? Keen as a bean, one whole word. He is yet to play a rivals game, and I don't think he found a club for the day. Boys, thoughts?
Yeah, it could be a good chance for a debut. I don't know. Feel for him.
I have no thoughts.
I'm just putting it out there. He plays for a club who have played one rivals game. He wasn't a part of that rivals game, unfortunately. And he's just not getting a go. Of anyone that needs a lift and needs a real, you know, kick up the backside of real, I don't even know if that's the right words. You know, he just needs a lift. Probably not. He needs a helping hand. This is one of the guys that just needs it. You know what? This is what this segment was made for, and this is why we're here today.
He could get a helping hand from someone I know from the Xbox side of things, but we won't go into too much detail on that one. On to a less FIFA side of things. It's been a long time since I've been able to actually publicly air this, and I'm not sure if we're actually allowed to. We might have to get rid of it and edit this one out, George, after the pod.
Maybe not.
But I'm giving my lift to Jared Oliveira. He goes by the gamer tag of Kim Asabi. And this dates back from about 8 months ago, and essentially I was having a conversation with him and another members. One of them I know from another podcast, he can touch on it. Kimmo went on to say that he said in a very firm way, as he always does, "Have you not had a threesome before?" And I said, "No, I haven't had a threesome before. Have you had a threesome before?" And he's like, "Yeah, I've had a threesome before with two women." He was talking about it all very specifically. He really pumped himself up like the alpha male he is. I asked him point blank, what were the girls' names? And he completely stuttered. He took about 10 seconds before revealing the names. I still to this day haven't heard the names of any of the girls. And essentially, you know, I'm not saying it's a like emo. For all we know, it could be the truth, but I'm giving you a lift on the slight chance that you may not be telling the truth, because we do know you like to pump yourself up a bit, but that's okay.
Well done, Kimmo. Oh. Well done. You've got our backing here at the Skype. I don't even know what to call us anymore.
Christ,
and we're even part of us FIFA.
I'm literally looking at your display picture right now. It is genuinely just like a rooster. Just not even staring at me. It's just like, it's
why,
on the side. It's...
Why are you looking at my cock?
It's, pretty long. Yeah, you're out of control, mate. JT, we gotta get rid of this idiot soon. This might be the last one with our Jords, but we'll work that out another time. Last thing we want to talk about, though, yes. And it is the thing that we're transitioning to. It is the EGM. apparently tonight it was supposed to be the transfer, the switch from AusFIFA to AGN. But doesn't seem like anything's happened yet, JT.
No, it hasn't. Carney has hit some time delays. He's been working. I know he told me he's been working from something like 9 p.m. to 9. Like, he hasn't been barely sleeping. I think he's been getting like 4 hours sleep and working on it full time. So over the course of the next week, he's going to be slowly transitioning it in. It's going to be a beta site at first, so there'll be a thing to, you know, any problems you come across to report those. And there's not going to be rivals on EGN straight away, so he's going to be leaving AusFIFA open in the sort of short term, at least until EA turn rivals off, and then he'll probably look to change that. But, yeah, so it's going to be basically functional within a week, and as we go along, he's going to sort of add more features and try and hopefully have it fully functional by the time that FIFA 18 comes out, which I think is late next month, I believe. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled over the coming days.
Any ideas, Jords? Any ideas, Jords, from a serious standpoint? Because the community really needs to hear you as a respected manager, yes. former manager.
Thoughts on what?
On the AGN transition, anything you want to talk about?
Well, truthfully, so I've actually headed onto AGN Gaming about 3 days ago and tried logging in, only to be declined, saying my login credentials do not exist, and I'm now greeted with an authentication required username and password to connect to the site. So I think Kanye got hold of me trying to connect to it and put up a little wall. So
JT and I got in that fine. I'm pretty sure that might have been because you received a ban at some point. Is that true? Or because I got in fine.
Yeah. I don't know. JT's banning me from EGN now.
Imagine just things. You know, I'm just preempting. Time. Just preempting.
Wouldn't be the first time he's banned you. On a more serious note, as much as I'm confused with all the hype, especially with the delay on it, it seems that everyone else is really buying into this hype. Apparently, according to sources, there's already been 56 current applicants for admin. Is that true, JT?
That is very true. Probably about maybe 10 of those have been, let's just say, not very serious applications. But we've still had a solid 45, you know, serious applications. So the feedback, well, not the feedback, but the responses have been really good and probably a lot more than I thought would get this early into the piece. So it's pretty exciting. And there's some really, really good candidates in there too.
I just want to say, like, I know you say sources. Sources have said 56. I mean, at the end of the day, it does depend which source provides that sort of rumor. And I mean, if you look at Mustard or Tomato, I mean, one thing says one thing from the other. But I mean, JT, any truth behind the source of which source is providing these rumors? Because clearly that source doesn't belong on hot dogs.
I do not even know what to comment to that.
Spencer, would you like to
revert? Let's just say it's a correct source.
To yours? A correct source.
For anyone who is familiar with the AFL footy show, well, now it's a different code and all that, if anyone saw what Sam Newman did to Craig Hutchison on that show, is essentially what Gifkins is doing to me right now. He's tanking on a podcast right now. And he's trying to get the sack for me. He's refusing to do his job, a job that he used to do so well, and he used to be a friend, and I just don't say it anymore. I don't know what we're going to do, JT.
At the end of the day,
anyone wants to comment, mate, you cannot cut me off, right? I'm running my own agenda on this show, okay? Now hear me out. JT and I are going to have a firm talk. Actually, that came out really weird. All right, we're going to have a normal talk, hopefully, after this. If anyone wants to comment underneath the podcast, should Jay Gifkins stay or should he go?
I think we need to promote Izza from the second grade podcast.
All of our positions will be for sale. Whichever three get the most votes, we'll be running the podcast at the end of the year to finish off our FIFA 17.
Gump actually messaged me last night, by the way. He said, Gump messaged me asking,
Gump.
He said, who are you playing clubs with, man? Dan, I didn't reply. So shout out to Gump. Because he's on the
oh, he's on the Dizzer and Gump.
The Dizzer and Gump show with the Toxic and the other Gump. People.
Yep. Toxic does a great job over there. He actually, Mikey McCall.
Toxic. Maybe we give him a promotion. Replace me. Yes.
I was going to, yeah, relegate you and bring up Toxic.
Imagine me on a podcast with Dizzer and Gump.
That's a better podcast.
Well, you think I take the piss with YouTube, and you imagine me with Dizzer and Gump. I don't think I'd probably come out of it alive. I think it should be a, it'd just be bad.
All right. Well, we've got to wrap this up at some point, and I think I'm going to pull the plug now. I had some more stuff, but we're not going to touch on it now because I'm essentially just, I've had enough. Can't deal with it. But JT, as always, you're an absolute superstar. Follow him at JTigerman at the Empire for all of your Skype and Twitter needs. He's going absolutely viral ever since he's become the famous moderator on FIFA 17. One last thing, JT.
What's that with the Empire? At the Empire, what's going on there?
He's just pumping him. He's pumping up a little bit, I think.
It's part of this Asian Champions League, so they've got a Skype chat, and they basically ask everyone to have their PSN ID at their club, just so when you're talking to other teams, it's easier to identify who's who. So, and just on that, all those...
So you're famous. No.
But part of that Asian Champions League, one of the rules is every game has to be streamed. You have to stream them. It's sort of not an option not to. So all of the Empire games will be streamed under my Twitch, which will be twitch.tv/JTigerman1. So we'll keep that updated on the website and
just
try and get as many people watching as possible.
Do you video chat the other managers and stuff of the admins?
No, it's all text chat.
Ah, okay. That'd
be hot.
It would be very hot. That's why I was going to ask if I could join. But that's all right.
All right, and I can't believe I'm saying this too, but Jordan Gifkins, follow him at Aiden Sky at
Springfield LFC.
At Springfield LFC. I can't believe I'm saying this, Jordan, but thank you for your input on the podcast.
At the end of the day, Spencer, I'm here and doing my job and trying to promote this beautiful website that is AusFIFA and now EGN to the world. Singapore, I hope you're listening because this has been an experience and a half.
How much? Unreal, that. Unreal. All right, to everyone else listening to that last 20 minutes specifically, I really apologize for. Hope if you guys don't listen to the next one, I completely understand. But hopefully by some point next FIFA, we actually somehow win you back. We'll try and work some stuff out. But as always, we appreciate you guys listening. To everyone in Singapore and in the Asian leagues, thank you so much for listening. Hope to hear from you guys shortly. And until next time on AGN, we'll see you guys later.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.